Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Be safe out there. Don't do anything stupid. A man who has never done anything stupid his entire life, especially not on social media, Chris Mason joining us here. Derek Mason, Braden Gall. C. Mace, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, buddy. And you're right. I have not yet done anything stupid, as far as I know, on social media.
it's the only place where we're allowed to act like children, and it's part of our job. It's great. It's actually great.
Yeah, exactly. You get away with almost anything.
All right. So tell us through the experience of what this will be like as a player on the actual playing surface. And you know, you got to go through all the extra stuff with your family and your friends in town to kind of experience this whole thing with the Winter Classic. Take people through what the Preds players are going through, not only the playing surface and how different it's going to be from a sightline standpoint, but also just all the extracurricular stuff that they got to deal with.
Well, there's a ton. And I got to play in one of these games as a retired player in an alumni game, and it was awesome. But I got a chance to talk to a lot of the guys, and I know a lot of guys that have played in these games. It's a lot going on, and there's, everyone, like you said, has got their family there. There's a lot of events and different types of things that you have to do, and travel's different and all that. But honestly, it's something that, as a player, you just cherish because it gets you out of the norm. It's a special occasion. You listen to the interviews or watch the shows that the guys have been interviewed on leading up to this, and everyone on both sides is super excited. It really makes you, takes you back to your childhood when you grew up playing on outdoor rinks, as a kid. And it really changes the monotony of a regular season and makes a very special event. And this is a game, there's, only a handful of games, I think, in a player's life that, they'll never forget. And this is one of those types of experiences that, aside from all the extra stuff going on, which there's a lot, but it's all part of it, and I think the guys will actually get, to enjoy this whole process and kind of soak it up as it goes along here.
With that being said, C. Mace, and I was going to go in one direction, but with you saying that, I'm going to another, because you talked about everything that comes along with this game and it being so special and it takes you back to your childhood. The way that the Predators are playing this year and how inconsistent they have been, or consistently inconsistent this team has been, is this maybe not a year that maybe this shouldn't have been the game for them? If you see what I'm saying, like last year would have been great because they were on this high, or the year before that they were on this high and they were going and things were going great, and then you playing this game and it's all fun because the season's going great and you can go into it with a different mentality. This year, the mentality as fun as this game should be, this particular game should be, the way your season is going, it kind of puts a damper on it.
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. I think, this season has been extremely challenging. I'm always one that I just feel, it's just part of the journey, and, uh-huh. and these are types of the ups and downs that there's still over half a season to play, more than half of a season in terms of games, and they're still hanging around, they're right there, they got to win their games in hand. But I think my approach to this game is this as a team can get you outside of thinking about that and aside of playing, play three or four good games in a row and then you feel like you're back and then you have another, you have another stinker, and it's the whole up and down thing. So I think this can totally get your head out of that. Although, we all know the points are just as important as any regular season game. So, although you get to enjoy this experience and it's fun and it's a novelty type of thing and it's a fan spectacle, at the end of the day, they need those 2 points because they're chasing Dallas. They have a few games in hand. If they win their games in hand, they'll put themselves in a wild card spot, but you have to win those games. So this game is – that's one other thing, too, I like about it is Dallas just came here a couple weeks ago, embarrassed the Preds. So, and they have the rivalry, the playoffs last year. So this is a very important game. But I think that it can kind of take you out of the – the ups and downs and the inconsistency and just focus on this hockey game, have fun. They know the importance of it. So I think it's going to be an awesome game. And I see what you're saying, though, because it has been a weird, it's been just I just can't put my finger on, you know, what this season is all about yet, but I think the story is still being told.
Chris Mason joining us here. You're a goaltender by trade. You've been a goalie your entire life. What is going on with Pekka and UC? Is there anything you see that they just need to kind of tweak and correct to get back on track?
You know, it's honestly, it's such a small thing. I think Saros was back on track, and he obviously had a tough start to the game last game in Pittsburgh. I don't think any of that was really his fault. The guys came out, you know, absolutely with nothing in the tank there. But I think he was on his way, and I think he's back. But Pekka, again, it's kind of like, it's much like the team. It's just everybody is just up and down and up and down. They're just trying to fight so hard to get to the level, you know, that they've played at, you know, during his career. And I think right now, you know, it's only a difference of, you're talking a goal every two games, you know, making that save when they need it. And instead, sometimes he's not making that save. It's common. I thought he looked really good last game when he got put back in Pittsburgh. But again, he's been like the team as well, kind of back and forth. But they definitely need those guys to get going. That's a huge part of their team. It always has been. That goaltending, and I think when you're getting that extra save and they're winning you some hockey games, it just does a lot for the morale and for the confidence of the team to be able to, you know, play their game without any fear of repercussion. You know, they got the Iron Curtains back there with Saros and Pekka, but, you know, they definitely need to be better. Their numbers aren't anywhere close to where they should be in terms of, you know, the level that they've established, so... Again, I'm just hoping more so like the rest of the team that everyone starts getting their game in order together here and start stringing some nice win streaks together.
Now, one guy that has been playing well and he's been rewarded with an All-Star game is Roman Josi. He's always been considered a really good defenseman, but he's sort of kind of, you know, flew under the radar nationally, but it seems like this year it's a little bit different. What has it been, you believe, for him that you've seen?
I really think he's one of the best players in the world. I don't think there's another defenseman like him. I think there's a lot of other great star quality defensemen, but just the way that he plays the game and the way that he creates offense, it's almost single-handedly. And, you know, when you have a player like that, you know how that goes, D. Mason. You scout these guys, so every team knows what's coming at him before Roman Josi steps on the ice. But they still, you know, he still is able to skate up the ice through the neutral zone, through five guys in the defensive zone, right in the middle of coverage, and you know, get join the rush. And then he's also able to get back on defense. He's just an incredible player, and I think that he is starting to get noticed more nationally. It usually takes a little longer for guys in Nashville, but I think there's a lot more eyes on them, more NBC games, and you know, ever since the Stanley Cup run there, I think people are paying more attention to the players in Nashville, and I think he's going to be, John Carlson's got the edge right now because of the points, and he's having an unbelievable season too, but I think Roman Josi, if he continues to play the way that he does, we're going to get the analytics train going and start putting together you know, a case for him with all the underlying numbers, because I think just he's so special because of his, not only his offensive gifts, but his ability to defend. And he's been by far their best player, most consistent player all year.
I mean, and huge in huge spots too. Just when they need a big play, he's made a big play. And it's literally led to either a point or 2 points here or there or whatever. So, I'm not sure he's been – there's anybody at that position that's been more impactful on their team than Roman Josi has been for the Nashville Predators. Chris Mason joining us here. We'll let you go on this. Got any plans tonight, man? Do anything special tonight?
Yeah, we're gonna have a little New Year's party at the Brain Dead Brewery in Dallas. So I'm getting ready. I'm just finishing packing right now, and I'm heading out at 1 o'clock. So we'll have a good New Year's there and bring in 2020 in style.
There you go.
You guys?
Can you believe it's 2020, man?
I can't. It's
unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I will be, my wife and I will put our children down at about 6:30 or 7. we will then proceed to our sweatpants and open up a bottle of champagne and maybe go to bed around 10:30. Maybe we'll make it to the we make it to the Eastern time zone ball drop. Maybe.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Actually, that doesn't sound too bad to me.
Right?
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, see. Talk to you later, man. We appreciate it. Happy New Year, buddy.
See you guys. Happy New Year to you guys as well. See ya.
Chris Mason joining us there. Yeah, they got the big thing. That's the thing that Greg Wyshynski was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. The Eric Young thing?
Yeah,
that
WWE
doing?
Superstar Eric Young. I think he's hosting it.
I thought that was a country star. I didn't even know who Eric Young was.
Really?
I am so...
He's not in the loop when
I'm
it comes
so
to
out
WWE.
Of the loop, dude.
He
I'm
did
so
Smash
out of the loop.
Live.
I know. He's great. Chase did a great job.
Yeah, he did. But yeah, he's...
Oh, well, Judge, wait, he did.
Yeah,
Chase did a great job.
No, he did a great job.
No, I Eric Young to me again. The name
it does sound like
doesn't
a
it sound like a country?
Song.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It
okay,
does.
See, I'm not crazy. Like
number one hit.
There's Eric Church. You
taking
know.
It back to Georgia.
Is Luke Bryan a country star? I think he is. Eric Rhett. Is he a running back or a country star? I don't know. They all have the same name.
So before we go, I was watching Monday Night Raw last night. Eric Young was on Monday Night Raw. He got booted in the face by Charlotte Flair, which is the daughter of Ric Flair.
Now, when you get booted in the face.
I like that.
Does it
I
hurt?
I love it.
Or does he actually make contact with the face, or does she not actually make contact with the face?
She got some long legs. All those
he
legs
booted,
were.
But like, did you actually, yeah. does he actually, like, he wakes up with, like, a big mark on his face, and it's like, ice pack that thing up?
Yeah, he's going to have to. So if he's walking around with an ice pack, Charlotte Flair did.
The party tonight?
And then woo at him.
I don't know what that means either, but I'm sure
Ric Flair to woo.
Oh, that, yeah. Okay, I know what that means.
Ric Flair's daughter.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't do you just said woo at him.
He did it for me, so I didn't need to.
Come on, Brayden.
I am sorry.
Come on.
I am uninformed.
Get with the lingo. It's 2020, man.
It's not yet, okay?
It's basically.
Don't make it 2020.
It's 2020 right now.
I got a break.
It's 2020 somewhere.
Absolutely.
Is that your Jimmy Buffett impersonation?
Yes, it is.
I don't think Jimmy Buffett ever claimed country, but whatever.
Well,
it worked. It was fine. Let's go to break, please.